New numbers released today by the Centers for Disease Control show a significant drop in national diabetes rates after decades of alarming increase. The report shows there were 1.4 million new cases of diabetes in 2014, 20% fewer than in 2008. Researchers agree that the numbers spell good news, but 1 in 10 American adults still suffers from the chronic disease that's a leading cause of blindness, limb amputations, and kidney dialysis. To talk about it, we're joined by Dr. Rita Luar, Director of the Clinical Diabetes Program at New York's Montefiore Diabetes Clinic. Let's start with the data, Dr. Luard. Over the last 6 years, new cases of diabetes in the United States have declined by 300,000. Why?
Well, I think it's probably related to a number of factors. One of them, though, is the improvement in health behaviors. So many of us have been working on healthy lifestyle, good food choices, weight loss and exercise, and I believe we're beginning to see the fruits of that labor.
All right, but this decline comes after nearly 25 years of exponential increases in diabetes, and some experts say that this may be less about the success of prevention and more that diabetes has simply peaked in the population. What does that mean?
Well, there are people who believe that the prevalence may increase to a certain level. However, when we look at projections, the projections for people with diabetes in 2021 or 2029 could be as high as 1 in 3. So I'm not sure that we're actually seeing a peak.
Tell me, where are we seeing the actual decline? The top line of the report seems to say that the biggest decrease in diabetes is among white Americans with high levels of education. How about the rates for Black and Latino populations?
The rates for Black and Latino populations has not been a statistical decline. So there's been a downward trend. It's not statistically significant. It took us a couple years to even see the trend in Caucasians. So what I hope is that this is just a lag effect, that it's lagging behind. Regardless of whether they're steady or declining, they're at least not increasing.
Okay.
Now, what could account for the differences may be that health message that we need to get across to all Americans may be a little bit more difficult in certain communities. And we may need to just continue our efforts, maybe redouble our efforts.
All right. Well, what is your experience? You treat diabetics every day. What are the challenges that you see in terms of health education and getting people to take preventive actions that might stop them from developing type 2 diabetes in the first place?
A focus on healthy eating is always going to be a challenge for us. I think that we have done this both at the level of schools as well as with patients. We've also done campaigns focused on sodas and decreasing the consumption of sugary beverages. All of those will eventually have an impact on the rates of both obesity as well as diabetes.
Finally, put this in the larger context for us. How serious a disease is diabetes, and how much of a drain is it on our medical system? In other words, could this decrease in the rise of diabetes be actually significant?
The actual healthcare costs are high. The healthcare costs for the patient or the family are also very high. And so this is one of those chronic diseases that we actually can have an impact on. And studies like this should give us a little bit more courage to continue our efforts.
All right. That's Dr. Rita Luar, Director of the Clinical Diabetes Program at New York's Montefiore Diabetes Clinic. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you very much.